And you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
I give you glory. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you. Father, we worship you because of who you are. You are the great I am. You are mighty, eternal, and everlasting God. And we humbly submit ourselves to you. Under what we call the dispensation of grace or the church age, we stand before your holy and great presence, sinners saved by your divine grace. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us according to your purpose and blessing us according to your riches and glory. We manifest your word, Heavenly Father, for such a time as this, for you have sanctioned, declared, and decreed all things. Now, Father, we pray by your eternal power, your eternal grace, and your eternal provision that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you have anointed me to say and do what you have anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all honor, and you're worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name, before I say, we pray, amen. I have shared so many times that God has done something prophetic in me. It reminds me, strangely, of the day that I entered into the ministry. He had to first break me to make me. And so the Lord is saying, I'm elevating the ministry to another level. A level of comprehension, and a letter that would draw men to me. And so he said, if you cry, it's because I am doing something through you so that you will get the purpose that your reason for being here. And so the Lord is moving on behalf of his people for this place. And you have to understand why I'm beginning to act and sing and do the things that I do, because it's certainly out of character for me. But God said, when I'm in you, I'm more than a world against you. And so I can only do what God has anointed and appointed me to do. So this morning, we want to bless you with what God has blessed me with. If you have your Bibles, there's a word from the Lord. I would change that, Sister Samantha, but I'm going to leave it. We're in Ephesians, the 4th chapter. If you have your Bibles, 4 through 6. Ephesians 4. I'm sorry, 6 through 8, rather. Ephesians 4, 6 through 8. And maybe the Lord is telling me 4 through 6. Ephesians 4, 6 3. When you found it, say amen.
Amen.
Where these words are recorded. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all, but conjunction. Unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Thank you. You may be seated. Therefore, he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. I want to use for a topic this morning, which is part two of the message preceded us on last week. Unity. God is developing you. Unity. Oneness. God is developing you. Last week, we spoke on the topic of revisiting and remembering our ministries, and the application was designed for us to examine ourselves. And the emphasis was placed upon understanding our roles and our responsibilities within the church structure. Today, with the advent of AI, we are seeing a multiplicity. We're seeing a great conglomeration, a great number of radical changes in society. With data exploding on the surface of this world and all over this nation, popping up over the nation, it is now imperative that we educate ourselves to the things that's coming. Don't fool yourself. This might be an advancement in technology, but it can also be used for something other than goodness. For any time man develops something that's good, there's always an element of something that can be used for bad. And when we think about all of the things that God has done under this generation, in this era, in this day and time, we see so many things that's embarking upon this nation that's supposed to help us, but we see it's hurting us. And now we have to engage ourselves in all of the technology that is so superficial that only those who are in charge of the methodology, in charge of the system, in charge of all of the things that's going on, that they can actually control you with one push of a button. Help me, Holy Spirit. Speak, Lord. Thy servant heareth. Jesus gave the church warning signs of impending and dangerous event that will occur. And what are we seeing today? How in the world can one man be so destructive and we not be able to control him? Because it has been predestined to occur in these last days and time. When you see the evidence of this nation being rocked and nothing can be done, it is an imperative that he will not change the way he acts. It doesn't matter what happened. This has been preordained and pre-described. And here's the point. He is not the one. There are many antichrists, but there's only one antichrist. And so God gave us the warning sign, and we're echoing out because I asked God to give me the power of Elijah to share what God has in store. And he said, be careful, because there's a wolf and some enemies that's out to kill, steal, and destroy, and they know who you are. But I have prayed for you. My brothers and sisters, the Apostle Paul knew the moment that he acknowledged Jesus as Lord and Savior, he would be questioned regarding his loyalty and his commitment to the Lord. And there are many of us who have stepped out on the word, have been challenged by what we say we profess we are and who we profess we serve. And they look for evidence of cracks in your armor so that they can charge you with what they say, I knew he or she were not that good. But the reality is none of us are good. None is good but the
Lord.
There you go. My brothers and sisters, as we continue to think about today, there is but one church, and that church is the one Jesus said he would build. And that church is not made of wood or bricks, but it is built on spirituality, and it is built on him. Upon this rock I will
build
my church, and that makes it personal. Historically, Ephesians revealed the church as God's masterpiece, a mystery not revealed in the Old Testament, because the Old Testament was built on temples, bulls and goats, rams, sacrificial system that manifested itself by blood. And Jesus came to give us something new. He said, a new commandment I give you. Old things are done away. Oh, behold, all things become new. God is looking to bring us out of old things into new things. Sometimes we stay contented with old things, but the Lord says, I'm about to give you something new, something that is greater, something that is eternal, something that is long-lasting, better than what you used to have. But the more we hold on to old things, God stepped back because God will not break the things that we're holding on to because of our free will. Help me, Holy Spirit. It is the body of Christ in the world to walk as he walked, to walk and to wrestle against the wiles of the enemy. And when you step out on God's word, you step into an arena that desires to take you out. But the Lord has prayed for you. My brothers and sisters, someday the church will leave the world. And he prepared, or he presented something for us to understand where we would go and what we would see. The church will leave the world, and one day we will be married, because the church is the bride. And Jesus is watching over, and Jesus is protecting his bride because he has made provisions for her. You do know that the church has never been about all of this stuff. The church has been about what's in this stuff. And what God is doing, he is rectifying, he is correcting, he is anointing, he is appointing things within the church so that the church can grow, flourish, and be great. But the church cannot be that if we are not on one accord. That's why the church has to be unified. My brothers and sisters, God is watching us. And until that day come, we who are believers must demonstrate Christ-like tendencies. There's another word that is applicable or applied to God. It's called an attribute. And an attribute is nothing more than his personality. So if I tell you something that sounds big, I'm going to explain it to you so that you say I didn't get too high. An attribute is nothing more than a personality. God does have personalities. And the Christ should have a personality, and that personality should be Christ-like. And if we are Christ-like, we should be demonstrating the personality of Christ in everything that we do and everything that we say. Hello. My brothers and sisters, Jesus spent 3 years preparing the disciples on birthing and developing and growing the church. Not a building, but the church. They were in training stage to do what we are doing today. They didn't even know what the church was like. They knew what the temple was like. We know what the church is like. We know what Jesus stood for and what Jesus did.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your text.